Organizations in Syracuse already scrambling to find safe ways to reach hard-to-count populations for the census because of the pandemic now have 1 month less to gather and submit that information. The Trump administration announced this week that the Census Bureau will end field data collection and stop collecting data September 30th. Olive Sapuma is director of the Center for New Americans with Interfaith Works. She says their outreach is critical to families who don't know what the census is or why it's important.
We are the organizations and individuals that the New American families that we work with know and trust, and we could convey this information to them. We could help them with the process.
Sapuma says they were hoping for more time to reach residents, not less, due to the pandemic. Mayor Ben Walsh expressed extreme disappointment in the shortened time frame, saying it undermines the work being done by the city and so many partners over the past few months.
The numbers have slowly gone up, but not fast enough. We understand, though, that we have numerous what are considered hard-to-count populations here in the city of Syracuse. And that's why having as much time as possible to do the enumeration, to knock on the doors, is so important. So understanding that that time is going to be limited, we just have to double down on our efforts for the remaining time to try to get everyone we can to fill it out.
Both Walsh and Sapuma worry that an undercount will have significant long-term consequences for the city. The move to cut short the census and also exclude undocumented immigrants is being challenged in court. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.